Welcome back, listeners, to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show. I'm Sharon Engel here with my co-host, Melissa Isaac. And if you'd like to hear a rebroadcast of our show, go to our website, ccrshow.com, ccrshow.com. While you're there, don't forget to friend us, like us, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Melissa, our next guest is ready. Would you please introduce him?
Yes, we're here with Tim Bryce. Tim is a freelance writer residing in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, an avid writer and speaker discussing everything from business and management to politics, morality, to systems and technology in our ever-changing world. In addition to his columns and blog entitled The Bryce is Right, which is read by thousands of people worldwide, Tim has also been published in a wide range of publications from the Washington Times to the Huffington Post. Tim's new book, Before You Vote, Know How Your Government Works, What American Youth Should Know About Government. Tim, welcome to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show, and I think today we're going to be talking about how do Democrats manage?
It's a pleasure to be here, Melissa, as always, and it's always good to see Sharon again. Now, I wrote that article out of there just to remind people is, you know, if you're looking for the Democrats to save you in terms of good government, I don't see it. I don't get it. Anywhere you know, I break it down by who are the mayors, what's going on in the county areas and states, and then up in Congress and so on. And when you talk about the mayors and city councils and things like that, they're mostly Democrats at the urban level, at least down here in Florida, they're very much so. And they got all kinds of problems. It all started with, the sanctuary cities where they're coming up with safety zones for these people to avoid prosecution. The fact that they are illegal immigrants to begin with, I don't know why they have a problem, you know, with allowing the federal government to go in and pick these people up. But they resist all that kind of stuff. I guess what they're trying to do is groom future voters out of that. But more than that, the cities today are fostering, an environment so they can protest, riot, do vandalism, and it's really kind of scary what's happening in downtown areas. Now, down here in St. Petersburg, as I may have mentioned before, was we've already defunded the police down there, which is unbelievable. Tampa is very much Democratic, and they are, you know, also got deep problems with the law enforcement over there as well. So it's really kind of sad. My takeaway from this is, the Democrats are anti-safety, anti-law and order, anti-business, because, I mean, they're driving the businesses away. They don't want to stay in a place where it's got helter-skelter going on and gun violence and whatever. I mean, look at Chicago. Look at Portland. Look at Seattle, and take Chicago, please,
So in your article, you talk about sanctuary cities and, they're intended to be safety zones for illegal immigrants from prosecution. But really, they're more than just safety zones from prosecution. It seems to be that they're immune from any prosecution, even criminal prosecution, when they commit crimes within the sanctuary cities.
Yeah, that's right. And they're getting all of the benefits along the way, too.
Mm-hmm. And that's at the expense of American citizens.
That's right.
You write in here, too, that the local officials don't cooperate with federal officials concerning the capture of the illegals. So why isn't there some action that the government takes against the local state officials?
Yeah, it's a good question. I really don't know the answer for that. I would think that we should be in there taking steps against it. But as you know, that we've gotten involved with some Supreme Court cases, like when we want to threaten to withhold money funding, for these cities. They, of course, slapped the lawsuit against Mr. Trump, and it's all tied up in the courts, basically. So, yeah, if we can get that unshackled, we can turn it around. But you know what really bothers me out of this? These mayors would rather have their citizens and businesses suffer than ask for the help of the federal government. Now, that's bizarre. They're under orders from the Democrats, higher-ups, saying do not ask Mr. Trump to come on in here and clean things on up because they don't want another win for Trump, just prior to election. And that's what it's about. But that is sad. I would be scared to death to be a citizen of these urban areas.
Absolutely. And, letting your city fall, or like in Minneapolis, letting the city of Minneapolis fall, and then going begging the federal government for federal funds because there's so much damage. When you sit back and let everybody ride and loot and do all this damage, but then they end up coming to the government. So, but I would think too that the people who are terrorized living in these communities would want law and order, and that would push them over to the Republican side. So, you know, who knows? Maybe that might happen.
Last time I was on the show, I talked about the summer of 1863 in New York City. And at that time, this is just following Gettysburg, the Irish were rebelling in New York City, and they took the troops after Gettysburg, and they sent them to New York City to quell this rebellion that was going on down there. The governor at that time was a Democrat, I'm trying to remember, Seymour was his name, and he promised him, listen, don't riot, don't worry, I'm going to have everything under control, not to worry, this is all going to be fine. Well, nothing got fine. As a result, come November, when they had their election out there, the mayor was overturned, they went Republican with that, all of the city council went Republican, the state assembly went Republican, and then the next year, which was the year for the governor got booted out and was replaced by a Republican. People got upset. They said enough is enough. And that same phenomenon is happening now. Did you see yesterday there was some noise coming out of Oregon? Evidently, they're putting on the ballot. Eastern Oregon wants to secede from Oregon and join Idaho.
In fact,
a large part of Oregon wants to go over there, as well as the northeast section of California, but they're a little bit behind. They got all the paperwork together. It's going on the ballot for November. People have had enough. They don't want that lunacy. You know, when I talk to people up in Oregon, you know, I said, well, what's going on with Portland up there? They said, Tim, that's not us. That's not us. Or that's not true Oregon. I mean, these are people that are just lost their minds along the way. So don't judge that by that. The other thing I want to talk about, I don't know if we have time for it, but I wanted to talk about this thing, this insidious activity going on at the county level. Now, we all know there's a municipal level and then the county level, but they have a thing, and it's really, everybody should be watching out for this, called regionalism. We have it going on over here in Tampa. Now, we shot it down once, but they're trying to rebuild it again. What they're trying to do is that to get the county commissioners, let's say from Pinellas County, where I am, and the county commissioners Hillsborough over by Tampa, all working together and form this new region. They call it a region. In fact, we could take them three or four other ones. But what they're ultimately trying to do is come up with a new layer of government, a new layer of taxes. This would sit in between the state and the county and the municipal levels. But it's a whole new thing. Now, you see it out around the San Francisco Bay Area. I've heard about it up around Buffalo, New York area. And they go across the states. They're also talking about it in Southwest Ohio, Cincinnati, my old stomping grounds, which would include Indiana, Kentucky. In other words, they don't even consider about state lines anymore. They don't look at that. You know, and I don't know, I'm saying be on your toes for it. Be on your toes because this is a real insidious thing that's happening, and everybody should do that. In our case, they're trying to improve mass transit. That's why this was all created. That's the ruse they were using. But their real intention is to come up with a regional type of activity.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, Tim, we're going to have to take a break. Okay. We're here with Tim Bryce, and we're coming to you from the Conservative Commandos Radio Network Studios and around the world on the internet with TalkStream Live, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, NetTalk America, and AM/FM 24/7. And we'll be right back.
Anytime.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show. I'm Sharon Engel, here with my co-host, Melissa Isaac. And we've been talking with our guest, Tim Bryce, who has his own blog, The Bryce is Right. And he has been talking to us about Democrats. What do they do for you, and how do they manage? And you have some states lined out here in your governor's report. You have the top 10 states, and then you have the bottom 10 states. And it's interesting how they layout here. Tell us about how the top 10 states, how you chose those, and then the top, and then the bottom 10.
Well, I didn't choose them. Actually, this is a study done by the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. They did this for several years, but 2018 was the last time they did their study, and it was pretty consistent along the way. And what they have is like the top 10 are predominantly Republican states that are managing their finances properly. They look over, not only are they running in the red or in the black, but they look on over like pensions, health care for their employees and so on. How are you managing? You know, how are you as a governor managing? So you got states like Nebraska, South Dakota, Tennessee, Florida, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Idaho, these are all at the top. They're all Republican. And at the bottom of the list, you have New York, California, West Virginia, Delaware, New Mexico, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Connecticut, and of course, Illinois is dead last, which is a shame because I lived in Chicago years ago. And Chicago has got some great people, don't get me wrong, but the Democrats are strangling the state. It's really kind of sad. But these are all at the bottom of the list. And they were there year after year after year. So what do we take away from that? He says, these guys have come up with policies that they don't have maintained their fiduciary responsibilities at all. By the way, I just saw a report came on out yesterday. I saw it over in Yahoo News. It says Governor Cuomo, he's calling up the millionaires, billionaires who have fled New York City over the pandemic. They've all gone to like Connecticut, New Jersey, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, or down here to Florida. We got a ton of New Yorkers right now. But Cuomo's calling them up and he's begging New Yorkers to come home to save the ailing city. And why do they want them to come home? Because they want to tax them. They're talking about putting in some excessive taxes. They're like $70 billion behind the hole there, and they want the billionaires to bail them out. Now, what would you say to these guys? Hey, come on back here. We want to just, you know, tax you to death. I think I'm going to Florida, you know? All things considered, I think I'm going to go to Florida.
They've already done their out-migration. It's kind of hard to come back after that.
It's amazing. It's amazing what's going on over there. This is crazy. But so, I mean, how do these states end up at the top and how do they stand on the bottom year after year? It's called, you know, financial responsibility. You don't give everything away like they've been trying to do. New York State under Cuomo has been running ad after ad down here in Florida. Hey, come on up to New York State. We're going to waive the first couple years of your taxes and so on like that. We'll get people for you or whatever. And the first 3 years, I haven't checked it this last year, but like the first 3 years, they had something like three companies move to New York, which is three too many as far as I'm concerned. Why would I want to leave Florida, which has got beautiful weather, by the way, and a beautiful and fabulous tax structure? We have no income tax down here, and go to New York State and get hit with all of not only the state income tax, but the New York City income tax and all of the other sales taxes. So why would I want to do that for 2 or 3 years? Why would I do that? And so that's why nobody's moving up there. Everybody knows what's going on. When Governor Scott was with us in office, he'd go up north and he'd have go to Holiday Inn or something, put on a little seminar and have all these businessmen come in. He was knocking them dead. He brought a ton of business down here. Hey, you tired of the tax structure here in Connecticut? Hey, come on down to Florida.
Well, that's exactly how Nevada's been working for decades, is we've been taking those disgruntled California businesses and saying, come on over, because we, like Florida, have no state income tax. And we have some things in our Constitution that actually protect the people, even when we have a Democrat legislature like we do now, supermajority in both houses, and a Democrat governor like we do now. So the whole of our government has been taken over by the Democrats, but because we have a supermajority requirement to raise taxes in our Constitution, we have a no income tax statute in our Constitution, and we also have just restraining of government built in. You have to have a balanced budget in our state. You can't go out of session with debt. So those things are in the Constitution, and the Constitution can only be changed by the people. Otherwise, we would be suffering to a greater degree. And I noticed that Nevada is number 10. That means at the bottom of the top. So they're just barely hanging on to being a good state. But I think it's all because of good policy, just like you pointed out.
Saying, the Balanced Budget Act protects them from making these stupid decisions. I mean, I'd like to see more states do that, have a balanced budget amendment out there. But, you know, that's a whole other story. I don't understand in Nevada this whole vote by mail thing that's going on in Nevada these days. I've been working on that. That's next week's column I'm going on, and I just don't understand what's going on out there in Nevada in that regards.
Well, certainly the president doesn't either. He's suing us as we speak for that bill that was passed over the weekend, as he said, in the dark of night, by a country club governor, or a clubhouse. I guess he called him a clubhouse governor. So let's move on to Congress now. You've kind of spoken to that issue as well. Who's your representative?
My personal representative here in Pinellas County is Gus Bilirakis, and he's a Republican, and he's done fairly well for us, and he's up for re-election. He's fighting all that kind of stuff right now. But it's really sad. We're not getting anything. We've got so much we've got to do with this country, and we're gridlocked. And I knew we were going to be gridlocked right after the last election. You know, I mean, surprise, surprise. But then you got these clowns out there like Representative Jerry Nadler out there. And then out in Portland, they said, we have a riot. It was official. We have a riot. And Nadler says, no, you don't have a riot. That's a myth. That's a baloney. That's not happening out there. That's just the media saying that. And I'm going, you don't watch television, huh? You don't see any of this. I mean, how do you miss this thing? How do they expect us to be that stupid to say there's nothing going on out there? Come on.
Well, and then they want to defund the police. So talk about your city that has defunded the police, and then they want to make the police enforce the mask regulation.
Well, it's really sad, and it's got our police. This is primarily the St. Petersburg Police Department. They've defunded on that. And they did it down there. Mayor Chrisman was the one who was behind that. And it was like the popular thing to do. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do that. Is it the practical thing to do? No. So, I mean, if you were to line up cities, you know, who are the top cities, top and bottom cities like you did with the states on there, you're going to find St. Petersburg right down at the bottom. I mean, they're not practicing smart economics at all. They're just pandering. That's all they ever do is pander. You want something, they're going to give you bennies. They're going to give you some sort of benefits for health, education, transportation. You need a new phone or whatever. They buy votes. And this nonsense has got to come to an end. One of the things I'm talking about in my next article on voting by mail is when we started this country, remember, the only people who could vote at that time were white male landowners. Now, okay, we've made some progress since then.
We have made some progress on that, and I'm not going to let you spoiler alert. We'll have that discussion because we're out of time right now. And I wanted to say that your article ends with, "This is the Democrat Party of 2020. No wonder their symbol is the jackass." Tim Bryce, would you tell our listeners how they can friend you, follow you, connect with you?
Really easy. Just do a search on Google or anywhere. Tim Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E. On my main webpage where I keep my blog is timbryce.com, B-R-Y-C-E. So, hey, come on over and buy good books like, you know, this is something that all of the youth should have right off the bat, you know, because they don't understand such things. You know, the kids don't even understand why we have three branches of government. why that was so radical. They don't understand the concept of the Electoral College, which I think is absolutely brilliant. So that's all explained in the book, things like that. So anyway, thanks for having me, ladies. It was been a pleasure.
Well, it's been our pleasure. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Conservative Commandos Radio Show. Tim Bryce, take care and God bless you.
Keep the faith, my friends.
Thank you. And we are coming to you from the Conservative Commandos Radio Network studios and around the world on the internet. Of course, you can watch us on the AUN TV network in Northern California. I'm Sharon Engel. My co-host is Melissa Isaac.